Okay, so if you're cash strapped and you're just kind of wondering as a writer, like, how am I ever going to afford my next book? What am I going to do to get a cover design, afford an editor? Am I going to have to do all this for free? Well, the good news is, sure, you could do it for free. We've actually had a podcast episode about that previously. But let's kind of talk about those of you that know that you're going to need a little bit of green to grease the wheels and get things going in your self-publishing business. So that's why I'm going to talk to you today about how you should start freelancing if you're broke and reach your business goals a lot faster. Make sure that you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Thinkific. If you want to turn your book into a course or host your reader magnet or lead magnet, you can do it through Thinkific. Start with 30 days free on their pro plan when you visit dalelinks.com/thinkific. Again, that's dalelinks.com/thinkific. Okay, so you're cash strapped, and boy, I've been there before. Back when I broke into this business about 2013, 2014, I wasn't entirely broke. It wasn't until I left my day job that I had really nothing that was going to financially back me, because my actual royalties per month couldn't have been more than $50 to $100 per month. So you can imagine I kind of needed that to kind of pay those pesky things in the mail that come in that's called bills. And for some reason, they get real salty when you don't pay them. So here I was faced with a conundrum. I really wanted to publish more books, but I just didn't have the financial backing to do it. And I didn't have the know-how to do my own covers. I tried miserably. Some of the most pitiful looking covers that you would ever have seen. And I just knew I needed something need to give. So I just had to start looking into things for freelance work. And here's the thing is, if you're not familiar with freelance work, it's essentially like you're being your own boss. You're kind of like a Jack or Jill of all trades. You're the go-to person for your particular skill set. Now, a few of you out there might be kind of thinking, but you know, Dale, I don't really have any kind of skills. I don't have any experience, but that's okay, because today I'm gonna assure you that regardless of where you're at, you have something within you that someone is going to be willing to pay you. Because trust me, when I share some of these examples, you're going to go, wait, what? Yeah, it's exactly like that. So let's go ahead and start it out with, I got about 5 good suggestions, and then I've got a 6th one just as a little bit of a bonus tip. So let's start it out with number 1, Fiverr. Okay, you probably heard of the platform before, but if you haven't, I'm going to go ahead and describe it to you. It's spelled F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr.com. Now, they're not paying me to say this, and I'm not going to even put an affiliate link inside the description. I think you can kind of find that stuff on your own. Fiverr actually is a freelance platform, and it's kind of interesting. I got hooked on that platform fairly early when I got into the whole business, and I actually hired a lot of just stuff, and I was wastefully spending money on things like making logos and doing some designs. Like, if you've ever watched any of my videos, you'll see in the background the pictures I have hanging up. Those are done by people on Fiverr, believe it or not, about $5, and then I just go ahead and get them done into canvases. Well, at any rate, Fiverr has everything from, like, there's a guy that pours chocolate sauce all over himself and says happy birthday to people. Yeah. So if you have no shame and you don't really feel bad when, you know, doing self-humiliation, then, you know, there's your thing. Or there's even, you know, things like book cover designers. There's even social media promotion. There's editing services. There's so many different things you can get over on Fiverr. And the nice thing is, it's rather simple. And here's a little bit of my experience. When I went into this biz, I was really strapped for cash, and Fiverr actually brought me in a nice part-time income. And I had a few gigs. One of them, like, for instance, was converting ebook covers into ACX covers. And naturally, I don't recommend this anymore. I used to say, hey, just stretch your ebook covers to kind of do for your ACX covers. Nothing I get behind anymore. But at any rate, this was something just that was really simple. All I had to do was just drop it in my Mac. I could stretch it, save it, and upload it right back. So I was getting about $5 a hit anytime someone was going ahead and ordering them. I mean, I'd make it, you know, kind of like $2 for $5, I think it was. When it was all said and done and Fiverr got all their fees, I think I ended up getting like $4. But there was a good volume of things. And here's kind of the funny thing. I actually, at one point, started uploading the videos and started saying, hey, this is how you do it. And I would send it to the people that would order their gigs. The funny thing is, they didn't want to do it. They were like, you do it for me. And so I just ended up, you know, I had some people that would come to me time and time again, because every time they would get their cover done, they would have no problem. It had passed the ACX standards. There was also other things. So for instance, like some companies kind of want to like have, you know, like a talking head tutorial of some sort, or maybe some kind of a, you know, something that you would read an ad that would go for like a commercial of some sort. And those ones actually I charged even more for, I think like $10 or $15. So I was making some decent money on that. Nothing to write home about. I didn't really have to sacrifice much of my writing and production, you know, when it came to doing the publishing back then. So Fiverr was really, really good to me. Fair warning, they've actually had kind of a bad rap, and they've actually, you know, had a few times where some freelancers were, you know, kind of left hanging out in the wind. But I think those are extreme cases and rare instances. All right, so the next one I'm going to talk about, this is freelance suggestion number two, Upwork. Now, I've actually hired quite a few services through there. Primarily editing and proofreading is what I've done through there. I previously used to hire ghostwriters through them. Not anymore though, not these days. But they have a variety of great services and freelance services there. There is a little bit of like a testing process you got to go through. And obviously you're going to be kind of actively bidding for specific projects that might be appropriate to your specific skill set. But Upwork's kind of a way that you can, you know, really, you know, reach out to other business professionals and build longer term relationships. I know that a few assistants that I've worked with, for instance, you know, my assistant, Ava Fales, had actually worked on Upwork at one point or another. I believe my good buddy Keith Wheeler has actually worked on Upwork previously. And so there's a lot of people that have utilized this platform and it, you know, have really leveraged it, you know, and I would recommend that based on whatever your skill set might be, sans if you're pouring chocolate all over your body, singing happy birthday to people, you could probably literally just copy and paste whatever your gig was from Fiverr over to Upwork and, you know, and just kind of, you know, tweak things from there. But, you know, other than that, though, I just, you know, try out Upwork. It could be another great opportunity for you. Now, here's the one that it gets a little bit weird, okay? And you got to be very, very careful. And it is, this is the freelance suggestion number three, Craigslist. Okay, I know some of you are probably listening to this right now going, oh, you know, I don't know, Dale, Craigslist. But oddly enough, there have been times, now this probably goes a little bit outside the realm of freelance work, but you know, Kelly and I, when we were cash strapped, we were finding some like group study type things. And we'd go in and we get paid, say, for like $30 for sitting down for an hour and giving our opinions on things. You know, I can't remember specifically any one of them. Like we'd had a law office that brought us in and we had to do a mock trial of some sort one day. And I think we pulled in a couple hundred for that specific gig. So there's a variety of things you can kind of look into Craigslist. And again, you can even take the same thing you were, say, using from Upwork or you were doing from over on Fiverr, and you can put it over in Craigslist and advertise that way. Just know your rates, try to stick to them, and don't bend. Anything that you feel uncomfortable about, guess what? You can just say, no, thank you, and just pass. If you go through and you just take a look at some of the classifieds, every now and then you'll find a good diamond in the rough. You'll find something, like I said, you know, like where we went to a law office, or I think we went to like a company that was, you know, checking out like ads or something like that, and we had to kind of give our opinion on the ads. So there's so many different things you can kind of do. It's going to take a little bit of time because you're going to have to sift through some of the mess. And you're going to want to look locally for the most part. If there are some that are outside of your region that are, say, for instance, remote, then you can go for that. But for the most part, I usually just kind of looked at my local area and found some really, really good opportunities. All right, so this one is going to be another one that, you know, just proceed with caution. It is Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace, if you're already on Facebook, this is probably a good opportunity for you to kind of sell your services in some capacity or another. Now, I'll say this, I have not tried it myself, but I've noticed that some people actually have their services, or in some instances, this kind of falls a little bit outside the freelance range, is if you have extra things, like you have a few extra guitars that you can probably sell, or maybe you have some old school toys that you want to get rid of, or you have some children's clothing that you want to sell. Facebook Marketplace is kind of a good way to do it. Now, just fair warning, it is one of those ones that I don't heartily endorse by any stretch, because I've just had some bad experiences for it. I think that, you know, you get some people that get on there and they want to haggle you on pricing and such like that. It turns into a real mess after a while, and you end up wasting your time. For instance, I think I was selling, like, I don't know, a table for like $5, and I had people like, is this still available? Yeah, it's still available. You know, do you want to buy it? And you wouldn't hear back from them. So just a heads up, be prepared if you are kind of in a desperate situation. Facebook Marketplace might work out really well for you, but you better be prepared to put in the work and be prepared for the heartache every now and then. So, last tip before we go into the very final tip, which is going to be a good one here, I promise you, is referrals. Okay, so you have a network of business professionals that you may know, other indie authors within your community. Heck, if you're inside the self-publishing books group in the Facebook, you would probably also notice that there are other people there. And I noticed every now and then there's some editors, there's book cover designers, there's even some ghostwriters that will come in there. The nice thing is when you work with somebody once and they're happy about it, you need to kind of step outside your comfort zone and say, hey, if you enjoyed the work, do you have any recommendations as to anybody else who may want that work as well? And you don't make it weird. You know, you don't want to get it to where, you know, you're asking people blindly. Referrals can come through just the simplest, you know, thing of, hey, I really enjoyed your services, Dale. Oh, awesome. Cool. Who do you know that would enjoy my services as well? And you might surprise yourself. You might actually get quite a few long-term clients that are going to really pay off. I'll tell you that a number of people I've worked with over the years, Ava's another great example, I'm going to bring her up, that I'm constantly sending her referrals, because she's not using all of her time in working with me. So I don't want to be selfish. I want to make sure I share it with other people. And, you know, that's also another good business best practices for business. So I would really recommend that if you are, you know, wanting to network, one of the best ways to network is to make connections with other people. And how do you do that? Through referrals. And this is kind of going outside the scope of talking about freelancing, but nonetheless, you can kind of see how that might come around and help you in the long term. Well, So before we do make the last point here, I just want to let you know that every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Daytime and every Saturday at 12 p.m., join me on Self-Publishing with Dale over on YouTube at dalelinks.com/live. We have a live broadcast every week. And then every Monday at 12 p.m., we're actually going to be over on twitch.tv/self-publish, recording the podcast episode like we're doing right now. You can actually subscribe for free with the Amazon Prime membership. You can see how to do that at dalelinks.com/twitch prime. Alrighty, boy, we've been blazing through everything, and I gave five good, you know, examples: Fiverr, Upwork, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and referrals. This last tip is going to require just a little bit of ingenuity. It's going to require a little bit of your imagination, and it's going to require you stepping outside your comfort zone. And that is, you got to think outside the box sometimes. You got to start to think, okay, what is something that someone would want from me that I could easily provide and wouldn't require very much time on my part, but be of great benefit or service to other people? So where I might be sitting here kind of laughing about chocolate sauce guy, by the way, look him up on Fiverr, it's true. Where I'm laughing about this guy is pouring chocolate sauce all for himself. He's probably having a blast. And I know he's already fulfilled thousands of orders. Well, why is that? People are entertained by it. So where we might laugh at him, he's probably laughing with us, going, you know what? I don't mind it. I'm making money hand and fist, and I'm able to afford things that I want to in life. Now, I'm not telling you you need to go out and start to humiliate yourself to make a buck. Okay, that's your thing. Go ahead. I don't think I'll be pouring chocolate sauce on myself anytime soon. But if I were ever hard-pressed, I would consider some of these options. And more importantly, I just start to think about, okay, what are some of the things that I can do that would be of service to other people? So I want you to kind of think about that for yourself. What can you do right now to be of service to other people, to deliver value to other people, that they'd be willing to part ways with their hard-earned money? Hey folks, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I want to just ask a little bit of a favor. Could you subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and do me a favor, leave a review. It'd mean the world to me. In the meantime, and in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.